Just as it did after photos of abuse at Abu Ghraib were published, the Senate Armed Services Committee plans to hold hearings on what happened in Haditha and whether there was a cover-up. But unlike the case with Abu Ghraib, this time the panel is waiting for the Pentagon's investigation to conclude before weighing in. More from NPR's David Wellner.
The deaths in Haditha got to be a much bigger news story when lawmakers were away on their Memorial Day recess. Today, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner vowed he will hold open hearings on Haditha, and he publicly called on the Pentagon to share its findings with his panel as soon as possible.
It's in the public interest and the interest of the Department of Defense, and really the reputations of the men and women of the armed forces and their families, to get out an official, even though it's an initial fact-finding.
Warner also sent a letter to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today. In it, he warned that delays in making public official findings on Haditha due to a protracted review process would mean both information and misinformation about the incident would continue to swirl. He also asked that Rumsfeld give him the earliest possible date when Pentagon witnesses could share with Congress an initial finding of fact in the case. The first officer Warner expects to hear from is Army Major General Eldon Bargewell, who's investigating a possible cover-up of the Haditha incident. A separate probe into the actual killings is being carried out by the Navy's Criminal Investigative Service. Carl Levin, who's the top Democrat on the Armed Services panel, said those investigations need to be wrapped up soon.
My belief is that they will be completed promptly because of the public concern in this matter and because of the long delay in beginning it, which I think has further embarrassed the military and put them in a very, very untenable position that there was information available to them early on. As a matter of fact, that the day of the event, which should have triggered an immediate investigation.
In fact, an official probe into the Haditha incident was only opened 3 months after it occurred. Maine Republican Susan Collins says Rumsfeld should be called before the committee.
We need to ask hard questions, such as when did Secretary Rumsfeld learn of the allegations and what actions did he take upon learning of the allegations?
But other Senate Republicans on the Armed Services panel are less convinced there's a need for hearings. Here's Missouri's Kit Bond.
I think it's time for us to find out what the facts are before we jump to any conclusions about whether broader hearings are needed.
Another panel Republican, Oklahoma's James Inhofe, says there's a danger of the Haditha incident becoming politicized.
Things don't look good, and what it does is give some justification or some credibility to some of the lies that have been told by people who are just anti-war. I think they're rejoicing in this. But oddly enough, I really haven't heard it nearly as much. I'm much more concerned myself than the expression that's come from people in Oklahoma.
But Michigan Democrat Levin says there's no doubt Haditha is bound to affect Americans' view of the Iraq War.
I think the support for the war has been declining seriously, and that this would just probably add to what already was taking place, which was a real loss of public support for the war.
Which is why Levin says the probes into Haditha and then the panel's hearings should take place promptly, in a matter of weeks, he says, not months. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.